Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we're going to deliver some gardening tips and list all the upcoming programming events coming here from K-State Research and Extension. So let's get started. In my Extension news, this week, our Landowners with Small Acreage program was with Dr. Drew Ricketts, a K-State specialist in wildlife. He talked about predator control and controlling nuisance animals around your home and farm. Please look on our website or our Facebook page to get the recorded link of this program or any of the four programs that we had in our series for landowners with small acreage. Our annual McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour is now set for Friday, May 20th. We'll be starting in Marquette at the Patrick Plot on the north side of Highway 4 and Marquette Road at 10 a.m. This year, we are also bringing back our free lunch sponsored by MKC, held at noon at the Black Kettle Park in Mound Ridge. And then we'll be touring the Golly Plot at 1 o'clock, just east at the corner of Cherokee and 22nd Avenue. Then at 3, we'll be ending the wheat plot tour at Inman at the Schrader Farm test plot between 4th and 5th Avenue on Cheyenne Road. Make plans to come tour with us and look at the 21 different varieties of wheat that we have in our wheat plots this year. For our weed of the week, the dandelion is a perennial herb that forms a rosette in lawns and gardens. New plants germinate primarily in the fall, late September. Recommendations for getting rid of the dandelion? Early November is the most effective time to control broadleaf weeds, including dandelions in the lawns. Dandelions usually produce a flush of new plants in late September. These young plants are small and easily controlled with a herbicide such as 2,4-D or a combination products such as Weed Be Gone or Weed Out or others. Even established dandelions are more easily controlled in the fall rather than the spring because they are actively moving materials from the top part of their plant to the roots, where they will kill the plant from the roots up. Be sure to choose a day in November that is 50 degrees and higher for quick results. The better the weed is growing, the more weed killer will be moved from the leaves to the roots. Cold temperatures will slow and eventually stop the process. For our gardeners out there, after waiting out this last cold spell, gardeners may be eager to get their hands in the dirt and spruce up their gardens and flower spots. So a lot of us will be out putting in annuals and vegetables, transplanting trees and shrubs, and doing spring garden chores this weekend. One thing spring gardeners should be a little cautious about, though, is picking up the pruning shears. While some trees and shrubs can handle a little trim, many cannot this time of year. Plants come to life in the spring, ready to bloom, grow, and fill gardens with color. Pruning them just as they are ready to start can slow their growth, cause damage, and could cost them their flower buds entirely. This is partially true if the plant blooms in early spring. For those plants, just trim off the dead and damaged wood and leave the flower buds alone. Plus, pruning trees in the spring can leave them more vulnerable for insect infestation and disease. Wait until late summer or fall, or even winter to prune them, and you could save your plants and yourself a lot of headache. Here are a few plants that should not be pruned in the spring. Lilacs, it's risky to prune these early bloomers because you'll most likely be cutting off the buds, resulting in fewer flowers. Forsythia, azaleas, honeysuckles, clematis, birch trees, maple trees, and elm trees. Pruning these in the spring can make them more vulnerable for insect infestation and diseases. Opt for later in the growing season or during the winter. Otherwise, you'll risk lopping off the flower buds and decrease the amount of spring blooms. For some information on our farmers market, this year McPherson County Farmers Market will have their opening day June 4th. At the Round Top at the McPherson County 4-H grounds next to 600 West Woodside here in McPherson. Plan now to come and see what all the vendors are bringing for the new year to look at the homemade, homegrown items the vendors will have for sale. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone can get out and enjoy the warmer weather expected this weekend.